Lord, I thank you for your presence and your service. There's no greater thing, no greater thing anywhere, but to find a minute with you. I pray on a busy Father's Day that today we'd find just a minute more with you in your word. Father, we'd find you so deep in there, and it would cause something to sing out different in our lives. Lord, our sustain would be greater because we were here today, because you were here today. In Jesus' name. Amen. My sustain series, I believe, is a word in season for the church. I guess as pastor, I should always believe that, and I do. Whenever I preach, I think it has a prophetic flavor for what we're going through, or what we may be going through, or might be going through, right? So, one more amazing part of next week, we're going to have the conclusion, Lord willing, of sustain. But before that we do that, I really want to recap a little bit, you know? I think it's good. Ever watch a series on TV and they throw a recap? 80% of the time I skip that. I'm like, oh, I'm on it, dude. I know what's happening. But it's one of those series you're like, oh, every once in a while, you know, you check it out. You don't have the time. You're back like, oh, thank God for the recap. Oh, I forgot that guy's the bad guy. Oh, yeah, I thought he was a nice guy. That's right. Last week they showed he is not the nice guy. Thank God they recapped him. Uh-huh, you know, you got to get into it a little bit. And so I'm just going to recap just real quickity-lickety, real fast, you know. Quickly recap last week. And one of the things is God alone, right, needs to be recognized, acknowledged, and worshiped as being the only source of our sustain. We talked about that last week, you know. He's the only source. And so I want to jump back into Scripture as we head back into sustain, because I think God's going to change the verbiage today. We learned some things last week about sustain. We're going to learn a new definition of sustain this week. So Psalm 52:22, we'll start there. Oh, I like that. Sure. Here's a good one. You ready? Cast your burdens on the Lord. Release it. Keep the scripture up, Joe. We're going to slow roll it here. It's one of the most quoted scriptures, right? Ever quoted? Anybody ever say this to anybody ever? Cast your cares on the Lord. No one else has? No one. All right, there we go. Yeah. You ever read this before? Cast your cares on the Lord. It never came up in your daily bread? You know, cast your cares on the Lord. It is one of the most quoted things and one of the hardest things to do. You know, the difference, it's really the difference clarifying between being in charge and being in control. We like to be in control of our burdens and in charge of our burdens, right? But God's in control of those things. We often have to be reminded of that. We often have to be reminded. Active faith, right? That all things work together for the good that love and serve the Lord. So this, my burdens are part of that. You're not going to walk through this life without burdens. They're going to be there. Anybody burdenless today at all? But really, yes. One burdenless lady, she will be laying hands on everyone after service. Therefore, she will gain many more burdens. Cast your burdens on the Lord, release it, and he will sustain and uphold you. He will sustain and uphold you. When? When you cast your burdens on him. Wow. He can't sustain me till I give it to him, right? It is so hard for me to let God be in control sometimes. Anybody else have that problem?
Yeah.
I really like to help him do his business. You know, I have plans that I think are great. I can find him in scripture and he'll just get on my program. God and I can do great things together. But so often we have to learn over and over and over and over. If we'll give it to him, it is an absolute reminder that he's in control. And if he's in control, he promises he will sustain and uphold us, right? He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, or fail. Say, God's a sustainer.
God's a sustainer.
Hold the line. Right. Hold the line. He's a sustainer. Just hold the line. Let's jump to Psalms 3, 5 through 6. How about this one? I lay down and slept safely. Some of you do that too easy. I'm just a little jealous of this part. Some of you practically could sleep standing up. You know, I could go in, say, Pastor Heidi could be in the middle of a story. She'll pause to take a breath. And if she pauses too long, she's out. It's like, wow, she's really trusting in you, Lord. You know, I lay down and slept, and I awake, for the Lord sustains me. Here's the part. I will not be intimidated or afraid. Say, hold the line. I will not be intimidated or afraid. Hold the line. The Lord sustains me. I will not be intimidated. He's in charge. He's in control of everything in my life. No matter what comes at me, I don't have to be intimidated by it. Why? Because he will sustain me. We get intimidated easy, don't we? Oh, get the first late notice on your bill. Oh! Right? Oh my goodness, my carburetor went out. Are you kidding me? Everyone's coming from out of town on that day, staying at our house. You know? Sorry. I will not be intimidated or afraid. I'm going to hold the line. I will not be intimidated or afraid of the 10,000s who have set themselves against me round about. Say, he sustains. We sustain. I am the church. I will hold the line. There, you had a recap of last week. Boom, we just went right through it all together. Yay, recap. Week two, sustain. I think I have a definition up. Do I have one, Joe? Should be a biggie, probably. Maybe. It's a combination of both. There you go. Last week, to strengthen or support physically, mentally, to nourish with substance, to hold the line, to undergo or suffer something unpleasant, especially related to injury. This week, the same word, ever know the same word can have many definitions? The Hawaiians have over 100 words for the word rain. The Samoans for the word good, I think it's endless. You can have a word that means more than one thing. Also in sustain, it also means this. And we need to know this because the first part we need to know, God said, you need to know the word sustain this year. What's it mean? That trust me, I'm in charge. And then what do I need to do? You need to hold the line. Well, what's going to happen this year? Probably some kind of storm. So you better hold the line. You're going to feel overwhelmed at some moment in your life this year. You know what you're going to need to remember? Sustain. Sustain. Hold the line. He sustained, we sustain. This word is to be singing in our lives. But here's another part of the definition. I love it. To make a lasting sound. Pastor Gail, would you come up for just a second? To make a lasting sound. Music that denotes the period between the beginning of a sound and the time during which the sound remains before it becomes inaudible. We are called to have a long sustain. Yeah. Pastor Gail, would you play me a sustain note so we can kind of get a picture of what that sounds like? Nice. Nice. Pastor Gail, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you get those little notes like, ding, but that sustain is, right? Your life song is meant to have a long sustain. Your life song is supposed to sound long after you stop being pressed. Your legacy, right, is supposed to go on. The good news heard in your life, the gospel, show and tell, of you being saved should be sustaining past your breath. Your life should be singing a song to God long after you stop singing it. We're called to sustain. We're called to make a lasting impact. And it's a sound that must be heard. Some of us haven't made our sound. The good news is echoed in your legacy. People who carry on after you've been influenced in their life has physically ceased. Will they carry on? Will your song, what you leave behind, be carried on in your children and the people that you meet and influence? Will that sound of Christ in your life keep ringing in their ears after you're gone. We're called to have a sustain, not just a quick song. We're called to make a lasting sound in the earth. That's what we're called to do. Say, I will sustain. I'll make a lasting sound. The good news, you know, are words to your song. What kind of sound is he looking for to come out? What kind of sound does your words have? Because your words, you can say the same words, but it can have a different sound, right? Do you tell your wife? We get marriage counseling all the time, right? Do you tell your wife or lover? Yeah. Tell her every day. How do you say it? Love ya. It's one good way. It's probably deep and effective, you know? What if you walk in the door and said, I love you, baby? Similar words, way different sound. So often I say the right things with the wrong sound. Oh, seriously, I get in trouble all the time. I'm feeling the right thing, but I don't have the right sound. And we're called to say the right thing and have the right sound. And it's supposed to last. Right? God cares about our sound. He does. So we're going to talk a little about sound. Psalm 100, 1 through 5. Say sustain. The moment a note is struck, it makes a sound. And it lasts, sustain does, until you can no longer hear that note played. Over and over again, you're going to get struck. What kind of sound will you make for God? Will it last beyond you? It says, let's see, in the Amplified, it says, make a joyful noise. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise. Let's practice that. Let's ponder. Appreciate. Can you make a joyful noise? I mean, what if right now, I don't know how your life is going. I don't know where you're at with God. But in this moment, if I were to say to you, not a blood-curdling scream that terrifies your neighbor, not an abrupt shout 4 inches from the back of their head. But what if right now I asked you to make a joyful noise, a sincere, grateful appreciation sound? Do you have grateful appreciation in your heart for anything God has done? So you have something to praise him about. If you don't, raise your hand, I'm going to give you something. Raise your hand if you do not have something to praise God about, because I'm going to give you something. Excellent, you all have something. So you have a reason to make a sound. Are you appreciative for that thing that God has done? Can I hear what a joyful sound might sound? Like I said, right now, we're going to incinerate right now unless I get a joyful sound for God. Can you make one? Yeah. Oh, come on, just get a joyful sound. Yeah! Woo! Ow! Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm.
It says, shout joy for the Lord, all the earth. Let's do it again. Woo! You got a beautiful baby girl. I heard you in the football field. There he is. I got you. See, I know. I see that smiling sound over there. I know some of your smiles, some of your sounds, what they're for. You know? Jody's just happy to be sitting next to his wife. He's like, I just like this girl. You know? They, woo! You know? Shout joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Oh, goodness. Hold on. This is a hard one. It sounds all woo, and then you get serve the Lord with gladness. It's like, yeah, yeah. But do I? When asked to serve God in a different capacity than I want to, how delightful am I? Prenzel answered none. None. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. That's a coin flip for me. Depends what it is, Lord. I'll do it to the point of giving you my life. I won't hesitate or back down to surrender my very breath, and you know that. But I got to work on how delightful I am about it. If I want to make a long sustain, I want my sound to be good, I got to care about how I present it. Right? We have the best story in the whole world, but we present it like dog food most of the time, not God food. Right? We got to learn how we present it. It makes a difference. Right, the songs that we like to tap our toes to, we like to tap our toes to. But you know that one song, when it comes on the radio, you go, oh, turn that off. I hate that thing. I don't want to hear that in my head anymore. No one wants to hear that. There's some kid songs, if I were to say them right now, parents would be traumatized. Like, I just got out of my head. Don't put that back in there, Pastor, please. It's Father's Day. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before his presence with joyful singing. Here's a self-examination. You ready? Do you, and I want to urge you to, if you don't, do you come before his presence with singing? Do you participate in worship here? On Sunday, I'm just talking about Sunday. Do you actually participate in the sound that we're trying to make for God? I'm just telling you, I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm not looking at me. I'm trying to, no judgment, no control. I'm just trying to say, if you don't do it here, I guarantee you don't do it at home. So when do you make a sound for God? When? If you're supposed to make a joyful noise and it's supposed to be heard, and you can't practice here, you need counseling. Or you need perspective. Well, my life is so much a bag of potato salad. Well, I praise God it's potato salad, not dog food. You got something to praise God about because you breathe in. And a lot of us got more than breath in our lives. A lot more than breath in our lives. Right? So come before his presence with joyful singing. Is your life heard by others as a good sound in God? I sometimes it's tough. Facebook makes me angry. It shocks you probably. Well, I got Christians putting stuff up on Facebook, and I'm not saying don't share your feelings and all the things, but some feelings don't need to be shared. The way you're sharing it, because then you got to come back and eat it later. Ever post something and go, oh, man. Well, hope no one read that. Oh, 5,500 people. That went viral. Oh. No. I don't know what kind of sound we're always making. The words are lots of times good, but the sound is garbage. Right? I've had people shout scriptures at me as I was driving by on their megaphone. Didn't sound good to me. And I had someone tell me, Sean, you're in sin. And I love you, but you got to get right. That sounded good to me, though it was hard to hear. You got to listen to the sound. Right? We got to make a sound. Right? Worship singing is the one thing he does expect of everyone. Do you realize that? He expects it from all of us. Even me, when I can't carry a note in a handbag, he expects me to make a sound. He expects me to participate. Everyone wants to hear how much they're loved, right? Who doesn't want to hear how much they're loved? If you raise your hand if you're like, I just don't want to ever hear how much I'm loved. It's like, are you kidding me? That's the same as God. Yeah. God wants to hear how much he's loved, and he actually deserves it. Yeah. It's Father's Day every day. Yeah. It is. And how often do we express, well, he knows. He knows my thoughts. I'm telling you what his word says. I'm trying to communicate. Your dad wrote you a letter. Hey, you guys, like, I got daddy issues. Me too. Okay? You don't know my dad. No, but I'll tell you the dad. We're talking about the dad. The dad says this. He says, make a joyful noise to me. He says, make a sound. Not a metaphoric sound. An actual sound with your life. And he says, come before me with praising and singing. You know, the only time we ever really do that is Sunday morning. Now, we have it around our house a lot, but corporately, I want to encourage you, don't just come and keep your mouth closed. Because there is something you should be praising God about. And even if you don't like the song, the words are true, the tune is good, give your heart away. You're called to make a sound. Your life, your voice, it's time. I'm telling you, get involved. Because some of you are like, you're bumping it down the highway, you know. West Philadelphia, I was born and raised on the playground. Come on, pick it up, baby. That's Fresh Prince. Respect, you know. You're kicking it down the road. I can hear you coming. You're on Ironwood. Boom, there they are, uh-huh. They're kicking it. I'm free falling. You're just going for it. You're singing in your car. like you're Celine Dion. You're coming to church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, sing a song. He deserves a song. He deserves a song. He's asking for a song. And now yeah, we'll go over. Let's go back to metaphorically. Could we? Yes, we'll go back to metaphorically. Your life should sound like that. From the moment he touches it to the moment you give up your breath, your song should be heard. And it'd be such a great song that other people keep singing it. Man, that song, you see what Billy Graham did? Boom, Billy Graham. Man. Yeah, Liar, Lunatic, or Lord, Billy Graham. What a song that was. Oh, Lauren Cunningham's song. You're going to step into Lauren's song soon. One of the most beautiful songs on the planet. And when you come back, you're going to be singing about Lauren Cunningham a little bit. Why? Well, don't praise a man of God. No, but you can sing his song because that man of God was glorifying God with his song. So we might as well sing the songs that glorify God. We got to let our song out. Yeah. We got to create our song. It's time to change our tune sometimes, right? Yeah. I got a bad melody. Yeah. I've been stuck in the blues. That kid and my dad tried to teach my dad the blues. He just doesn't get it, you know? Some of us just, I get stuck in there. You know if there's a problem around my house, I'll go, all right. You're ever driving by my house, I'm in the garage hitting to 60, 70 minutes, don't worry about it. But if you hear Pink Floyd kicking out of my garage, you might want to stop and knock on the door. Like, uh-oh. He's in a bad sound right there. He's what's he wanting to take off? He's real pastor back in. You know, pastor, I'd be like, well, write that down, kids. Pink Floyd. I didn't even know what song that is. Because sometimes we attach ourselves to tunes and tudes. We attach ourselves to tudes, right? You get tudes about stuff and you just stay fixed on it. And God said, hey, that's making you sound bad. It's a bad sound. That tude's a bad sound. Well, I'm saying bless God. Do you see my Facebook post? Everything sucks, but bless God. Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. Know and fully recognize with gratitude that the Lord himself is God. Say, I'm not in control. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. We are his people to do with what he wants. And we are the sheep of his pasture. That means wherever you are eating, wherever he's placed you in your life, God's in control, right? So he must have you in that pasture. Stop fussing about it. Eat what's there. Well, come on. So many times when I got to get out of this. Is God in control? Mm-hmm. Are you his people? Uh-huh. Then does he put you in a pasture? Mm-hmm. Shut up and eat. Thank you, Pastor Larry. I'll be paying you later. But is he who has made us and we not ourselves. We're the people of his, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are his and so are where he places us. Okay, good. Got it down. Now what do I do next? Enter his gates with a song. What? Enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving. Okay, pause. Have a song in your heart before you even get to the property line on Sunday. What? Back up, Pastor. Wait a minute. Before you enter his gates, let's make this a natural thing. Before you enter the gates, we have actual gates, one of the rare churches that have gates. We're just trendy biblically. Enter his gates. That means when you bust to his property, when you get on God's driveway, already have a song for him in your heart. Yeah. Well, when I get to church, I'll feel better. He said, nah, you got it wrong. You are the church. First of all, second of all, get yourself cranked up with a song before you get here. I'm so sad I need church. I know you need God before you need church. And he deserves something, right? So he's saying, before you even get there on Sunday, crank up a song in your heart. Sometimes it takes a little work, especially for me Sunday morning. You know how many Sunday mornings I wake up with more Pink Floyd than I want to get a song in my heart? You know? Give me the beat, boy, free my soul. Well, Buffalo Springfield, get me out of here and rock and roll. Drift away. Pastor, you got to preach. Oh, I'm drifting away. Get a song in your heart. before you even get here. We're His church. Man, wouldn't it be great, worship team, if they're already singing in an attitude of worship before you even got on stage, like, man, they're like, there's this week. Come on, let's worship. I got a song to make to God. Well, I got a paycheck this week. I can breathe this week. My son's been healed this week. My daughter got this. I have a car payment done. God did this and God did that. La, la, la. I got a song and I want to tell God how happy I am and I want to come together and sing it with you. Right? I'm just trying to sustain. If you don't have a song for God, you will never sustain. Do you know some of the most intense times when you're in military training and guys are bonding together, you never see them do the songs, or you see the old galleries of workers chained together and they're singing? It's real. Brings together. We should have a song together. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Bless you. And His courts with praise. Start your conversation with Him with your thank yous. That Jesus taught us to pray. Jesus, His disciples, like, hey, Lord, can you teach us, like, how do we approach the Father? He said, all right, boys, this is how you do it. Start with our Father, hallowed be thy name. You know what that word means? Praise and lifted above all honor, that you would be glorified and magnified. He said, when you approach your Father, no matter what your problem is, come with praise in your mouth. Because you have a lot of things to come to Him about. There's going to be things you're going to make a sound of desperation for Him. Crying out, and you're going to make deals, and He's going to come through, and you're going to forget about Him. It's going to happen. God said, when you come to my presence, my children, the sheep of my pasture, can you come to me with praise in your mouth? I want to take care of your problems. Trust me, I want to help every problem I ever hear. Every person, especially if I love you, you're in my love world, ain't nothing I won't do to help you solve a problem. Right? Dads want to help with problems, don't we? Any dads, you want to fix, you don't even want them to have problems. You want to fix them before they become a problem. Right? What if your whole relationship was just your kid bringing you problem after problem after problem after problem, and rarely do they say thank you that lasts longer than a second, appropriate to the big gift that He gave you, appropriate thank you enough for what He has. How often do we come problem after problem, and He raises up a standard, and He's a good Father, and He swept us out of some darkness and things we thought we couldn't get out of, and I wonder, why do we get so caught up and forget to give Him praise? I think, like, this year, we need to understand the word sustain needs to be stamped into our lives. He is the source. We're called to hold the line, and you're supposed to make a sound for God that the rest of the world and the rest of history will be able to hear long after your note has been pressed. It's time to sustain. We're called to sustain. If you're going to sustain in the season at this time, church, I'm talking to you. If I could peer into each one of your souls individually and take a long, awkward 30 seconds, I would. But it's for us. Our prime focus should be to audibly give grace and praise and thankfulness to the Lord. It says, be thankful to Him and bless and praise His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy and loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness is to all generations. So, can you make your prime noise this year be worship? Whenever you're pressed, oh man, trust me, this is me too. I'm a great worshiper with my heart. I don't sound great, but I give everything every Sunday. The Lord is, I'm present. I'm present every Sunday with Jesus. But often, it's a coin flip. When I'm pressed, do I praise? Just being honest, you guys might be. Your sound might be awesome when you're pressed. Man, I heard a beautiful sound this week. Man, Jake was making such beautiful music this week, all week long. I was just watching him make music. He doesn't know I was watching him. He's making a beautiful sound. His life was just singing. How he's been handling some things. I just makes me love his sound more. I like to be around Jake's sound. He makes a good sound. Sometimes he makes a garbage can sound, right? Midland's like, yeah, sometimes it's like clang, clang. Jake's like, yeah, I know. He's got a drum set every once in a while in the house that he trashes, probably, you know. But his life sound is good to me. You can have a bad day. Not every album has a killer song. You know, there's some albums out there. It's like a couple good hit songs, and the rest of them are terrible. You know, the one-hit wonders, we call them. Right? Some of the other stuff's like, ooh, that's not sounding good, but this is great. We're going to have clunkers. We're going to have days, right, that we don't sound so good. But I want to encourage us as the church to get back to sustain. Get back to our sustain. Get back to being a praise note in the earth, right? It's important. Our offerings to God are important. Psalm 145, 1 through 7. How am I doing? Am I doing okay? Okay. It's Father's Day. I won't keep you long. I get to go home and celebrate my baby's birthday, so that's exciting to me. Psalm 145, 1 through 7. It says, I will exalt you, my God, O King, and with gratitude and submissive wonder. Say submissive wonder. Submissive wonder. Wow, everyone's just, that's awkward, isn't it? Submissive wonder. That means whatever you say, I am enthralled to do it, Father. I'm going to, whatever. Submissive wonder. Go to the cross, I'll do it in submissive wonder. Whew. I got to work on my submissive wonder. I don't know about you guys. I'm low on submissive wonder. Okay, so one of the things, I'm working on it, you know. So, I will bless your name forever and ever. And ever, and ever, ever, and ever. Right, I'm just going to keep blessing him. Forever, forever is a long sustain. I mean, Pastor Gale had a note that lasted probably, you know, 20 seconds. Can you imagine forever? Like, we're still sitting here. We come 4 weeks from Sunday. They come in here on Wednesday. You'd be like, there's a hum in the ceiling. We need to get that. I can't go to church anymore. But the sustain is killing me. It's always on. Man, God's asking you to always be on. He wants that song always coming out of your jukebox. He wants you to have sustain. This is your year. You get sustain. You trust him to sustain. You hold the line and your sound becomes longer and stronger. This is the year we sustain. Amen. Okay, it says every day. Say every day. Every day. Every day. Okay. Every day I will bless you. Every day. Every day. I'll wake up in a blessing mood on Mondays. Good. You're going to start this week waking up in a blessing mood on Mondays. On your alarm clock, before you hit the hammer, you can just go, oh, it says bless God with your mouth. Okay. 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 I will do it every day. And every day, lovingly praise you. The words matter, but so does the tune. Lovingly praise you. Well, thank you, God, for this food, and we're about to eat. In Jesus' name, amen. And much love in that. Well, look at this, a hot dog. Bless God. Bless God. A long sustain starts with an everyday commitment to him. You can't have a long sustain without doing it every day. You cannot have a long sustain unless you do it every day. That's how it gets carried out. You want to have a sustain that lasts 365 days this year? Just do it every day. You want to build a life that actually has a hit classic platinum album? Oh yeah, this is Billy back in the 80s. This is Billy in the 70s. This is Billy in the 90s. Billy in the 2000s. You got to get the 2020 date. Billy's got a crazy sound in that year. Man, that 220, that 221 that Jody put out was like, woo! She was singing. Wasn't that a hard year? Well, yeah, it was the COVID season, but she was singing a song. Man. See, you got an album you should be putting out, and you should work on the tracks every day. Say every day. All right. And with awe-inspiring reverence, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. And greatness is vast and unsearchable. Look, I want you to see this today. The whole picture. Daily gratefulness will help you see the whole picture. You'll start to see God as big as he is. Sometimes we get trapped and God can't help or won't help or isn't even paying attention to this. And you get lost right in it. If you'll start praising him every day through the thing you do not understand and you do not have an answer for, and you make it a sincere attitude song to God, I guarantee your situation, though not change, he will clear up your perspective of it. And you'll go, okay, I'm not supposed to go to small because of this. Okay, God, I'm fussy about you closing the borders to me right this minute. Got to have purpose. I'm asking us every day to start building your album for God. Work on your sustain. Some of us are good in short sprints, you know? Do good for a month and psh, right? Ever had that your beginning Christian walk where you do really good? That was really bad. It's like, see, ever walk like this with Jesus? Anyone, Sean, you're the only one that's honest. I love you, dude. And Pastor, yeah, there we go. There we go, guys. And I'm, what if? Yeah, there you go. Nick's like, I'm like this, dude. I don't even know where I can find my line, you know? But imagine if you steady day by day, you kept incrementally sustaining, forward, growing, sustain, hold the line, make your song. This is a hard day, then he's going to get more praise. Why? Because I want to fall apart. Whew. Work on your sustain. It's time to work on our sustain, isn't it? Okay. It says, where am I at in this? Okay. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is vast and unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another. One generation is to praise your works to another. Our job is to sustain long enough, at least until the next generation begins to make their sound. We have to sustain long enough so the next generation understands your tracks, gets their own music beats, has their own voice for God, and then you can let your sustain down. But we have a generation that needs to hear our sound. Praise his works to the next generation. Praise his works to the next generation. It's our job. We're called to have sustain. Say sustain. If we don't appreciate and recognize and thanks and praise, then the next generation is going to lose their sound. If we don't get our act together, Church of God, and start singing our own, not new season song. Well, we got a new season, going to do this. No, or the city church. Say, I am the church. If I don't get my act together and my sound right and my sound going and my daily praise on, I could ruin the next generation. Take on that responsibility. I'm trying to get us to make sound. Your life is a note that God wants to press and have it last a long time. Why? Because there's another generation that needs to know how to sing. There's another generation coming that needs to hear the words of God in you. Another generation needs to see your attitude when things aren't great. They need to see your gratitude when you got a bad attitude. They need to see it. It is hard. They need to hear you sing from a place of when you're broken and when you ain't broke. When God did the thing he asked you to do, they need to hear your song and see it on your Facebook. And when you're rough time, blessed be the Lord who will get me through, and daily I will praise him. They need to see that. It's a generational change that will take place. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare the mighty, remarkable acts. Say sustain. I have more scripture there. Okay, I do. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. You know, I'm telling you, I'm guilty of this. I'm not trying to keep this too long. I'm guilty of meditating on the problem sometimes, not on the praise. Oh, no, you give me a problem before it's out of your mouth, I'm trying to fix it. I didn't meditate a second on God because I'm a fixer. That's what I do. I fix. I'm good at fixing. I'm good at fixing on the run. I am. It's one of my skill sets. Does not excuse me from shutting my mouth and fixing on God first. He's like, I'm showing you, I know you got a lot of great ideas, but none of them are mine. So shh, get a minute. Oh, I know. I gave you a vision, but can you just hold on a second? Yes, sir. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. People will speak of your power, of the power of your awesome acts. Why? Because I'll be declaring them. How will people know God's awesome acts if you don't share them? Like, how are they going to know? How are they going to know that you can actually pray for someone who's sick? How are they going to know if you can pray for somebody who has a financial need? How are they going to know unless you share the testimony of the crazy things God's done in your life? Well, they don't want to hear about my chocolate bar testimony. I was hungry for a chocolate bar. My grandma showed up at work and gave me a chocolate bar. Yeah, that's a good testimony. That's a good song. It's a chocolate song for God. Willy Wonka be singing it. You know, don't get let the Oompa Loompa sing about all the good chocolate gifts. You know, you got to sing your song. The people will speak of your power and your awesome acts. Preach the gospel. Your job is to preach the gospel. No, your job is, not my job. My job is as well. It is your job. You can't sit here and say, I am the church, and not understand that it's not your job to preach the gospel. The problem is, what is your tune that you're preaching it in? How, and if you're not preaching it, this is the year you sustain. Each one of our mouths should be giving the gospel away to somebody else this year. It is vital for the church to do that. That is the sound we're supposed to make. Preach the gospel, the sound of your life. Say, make a sound. And with gratitude and submissive wonder, there it is again, that submissive wonder. I want to get to the place I have submissive wonder. I often wonder why I got to be submissive. I want to get to submissive wonder. I trust you so much. I know it doesn't make any sense, but I'm just going to trust you because you've come through. You know, imagine if we had that with people. Don't pastor, just keep moving on. I will. It says, and with gratitude and submissive wonder, I will tell of your greatness. We like to tell of our greatness in testimony sometimes. I want to testify for God. And I did this, and I did this, and then God blessed me. Oh, that's not a top 50 hit right there. That's a side B album song, you know. Just let that one go. Tell they will overflow like a fountain, and they will speak of your great and abundant goodness, and will sing. Say, I will sing. I will sing. I will sing joyfully. Woo! He's on us. This is a word from God for the church this year. Doesn't matter if you like it, if you want it, or not. The word is sustain. Hold the line. Trust God and open your mouth and sing a song. The song of God in your life. It's our year to sustain, and it should last well beyond us. I will sing joyfully of your righteousness. Can I get a little? Is Pastor Gail still out there somewhere? Yeah. She's out there worrying. Do you mind, since you're leaving, would you mind just playing a couple, you know? I'm working your overtime in your last day. Is that okay? She's make the big bucks. Don't feel bad for her. Okay. The church should make a better sound this year. If you're agreement, new season needs to make a better sound, raise your hand. Pastor Sean needs to make a better sound, raise your hand. There you go. Thank you. She's like, yeah, you do. You should make a better sound, Pastor Sean. If you need to make a better sound this year, raise your hand. Okay, we're in the right church this morning. I want to start today. Our praise should sustain. Our gratefulness should be the sound of gratefulness in our life, should inspire the next generation, not make them run out of the church. Okay. Seriously, the what we say and how we do it should inspire the young people to come running to God, not running from Him. Well, the church should look like this. We should act like this. Well, it's not making a good enough sound that the gospel's not getting to the next generation, so we better change our sound. It is time to stop with the nonsense and get on to His good sense. Amen. There's a world that needs us to make our sound again. And we've been hunkered down in COVID world. Well, I'll be darned, it's not going to last long because I'm going to make my sound whether I'm locked down, locked up, locked in, or locked out. It's time to make a sound. And it's time as church make a sound again. A lasting sound. Amen. Won't you stand with me? It's part of our job to sustain. It's part of our job to trust the sustainer, right? You got trust issues with God? I pray God will work on it this year with you. That you give Him the opportunity to have submissive wonder in your life. submissive wonder for God. I pray that for us. Trust the sustainer. He's going to take care of it. Hold the line. Be diligent. Sometimes diligence is not my number one thing. You know what I mean? I can work out for 3 days in a week. That fourth day is hard to get to. But if I don't get that fourth day, then there's no fifth day. And if I don't get that fifth day, I may not work out at all next week. Anybody have that kind of workout program? Yeah, okay. Hold the line this year. Make audible praise intentional. If you're not a normal praiser on Sunday, you don't think you sound good. I get it. I sing whisper sometimes. I don't want to throw off Hannah. She sounds so good. Like, I'm going to throw Hannah off and everybody's going to be mad because I ruined worship. But if you don't audibly sing with us on Sunday morning, I want to invite you to take a step of obedience, not faith.
Right.
A step of obedience. If he's saying sustain, then he's asking for a sound. And I'm going to take a step further. If you know you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, can I see any disciples' hands? I want disciples' hands. If you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, I'd like you to come with a sound in your heart before you even come to the gates from now on. This is the year, this whole year, you're coming with a gate sound. You're like, I'm ready for worship already. Because lots of times I'm going to come in like after my coffee and after an exhortation and after Hannah's second song. And Miley, if Miley will hop a couple times to get into it, then I'll sing.
Right.
No more of that.
No more
letting them get you primed your song. On the way to church Sunday morning, start singing then. Start your song of praise then. Get your tune adjusted then. Why? Because if they're rolling that way, wow, what kind of noise are we going to make on a Sunday? We're going to make a noise in here. Audible praise daily. Say daily.
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 Say I will. Inspire other sound makers this year. Because I will sustain. Father, I thank you for your church this morning. I know they've been challenged and been pushing around. I've been rude. I pushed their play buttons, Lord. I know you want them to sustain. So I'm asking, Lord, this year that we would know you as Lord and Savior. Every person in this room would know you in a lordship level in ways they have never known you. And submissive wonder would become so easy. Lord, and I pray that fear of them making their sound, no matter what the circumstance, Lord, fear would be gone. Lord, and they would know how to know a crowd. They could walk in a bunch of old friends and they wouldn't walk in there with a big old sound of Jesus, 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 if they're supposed to come in with a Jesus, 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 Jesus sound. Lord, teach us a tune this year at the right place, at the right time. We'd have the words and the tune and the melody all matched up that you would sound so good that the next generation would follow us into becoming the church. And you'd be glorified as a sustainer. In Jesus' name, amen. Come next week, I'm wrapping up, and it's going to be awesome. Honestly, trust me, one of my favorite movie clips is going to be played this Sunday. And you're going to want to run through a wall, Bryce. You're going to run through a wall. You can be released on Father's Day. Tell Pastor Heidi how awesome she is when you leave, please. Be released. Amen.